KSRN News. I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration has taken steps to ease tensions in Minneapolis after weeks of immigration unrest. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After two U.S. citizens were shot and killed by federal agents, President Trump removed the Border Patrol boss, sidelined Attorney General Pam Bondi, and dispatched his border czar to Minneapolis to direct enforcement operations. The administration also announced that it will issue body-worn cameras to every Homeland Security officer, including those from ICE. And on Wednesday, Border Czar Tom Homan announced the immediate withdrawal of 700 federal officers from Minnesota. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As President Trump contemplates potential military action against Iran, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel has a keen interest in confronting Iranian threats.
It's not just eliminating Iran's nuclear program or eliminating its enrichment capabilities, but we need to eliminate the missile capabilities, which are huge, and to stop Iran's support for terrorism throughout the Middle East and indeed the entire world.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore predicts Kevin Warsh will shake things up when he takes over as Fed chairman.
He is going to bring a new philosophy to the Fed. He is going to bring that inflation rate down to the target of less than 2%. I think the most important thing, I know monetary policy is boring, but the most important thing is this. We need to retain our status as the dollar, as the world reserve currency. And I know that that's exactly what Kevin Warsh will do.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Confidence is organized religion is in decline.
The Gallup organization has been cutting through its data over the years, and it paints a rather stark picture. In the year 2000, a quarter of a century ago, 56% of Americans said they had a lot of confidence in organized religion in this country. In 2025, it was only 36%. Gallup also reports that while 45% of adults say they currently belong to a church or synagogue, 68% said they did so in 2000, which probably has a lot to do with confidence. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has dispatched a small team of military officers to Nigeria, where Muslim terrorists are killing Christians by the thousands. General Dag Anderson says the move followed his meeting with Nigeria's president in Rome late last year. The general says this small U.S. team brings some unique capabilities from the U.S. in order to augment what Nigeria has been doing. This is SRN News. Amazon sales surged 14% during the fourth quarter, helped by strong holiday spending and a better-than-expected growth in its prominent cloud computing unit. Bob Agnew reports.
All the booming business was not enough to offset anxiety for some investors. Shares fell more than 11% in after-hours trading on Thursday, as investors appeared to be spooked by the Seattle-based tech company's plans to increase its capital spending by nearly 60% or $200 billion as it sees opportunities in artificial intelligence, robots, semiconductors, and satellites. The company's fourth quarter profits also were slightly below analyst projections. Bob Agnew reporting.
Russian figure skater Peter Gumenik has been forced to change his short program music just 2 days before the men's competition at the Milan Cortina Olympics. He had been using music from Perfume, but discovered he lacked the proper permissions. More details, SRNnews.com.